We're in the Keses HaSofer, Simen Chof Aleph, Seif Vav. Tefillin ben shel Rosh u ben shel Yad halacha l'moshe misinai shiyu merubayim b'tofram u b'alach sainam. The tefillin have to be square. We'll see what that means, b'tofram u b'alach sainam. V'tahaynu shiyu ribuan mechuvan arkei kirachbay. It means that the ribua has to be perfectly square length-like width. Kedei shiyye lehem oisei alach sain. If you have a perfect square, then the diagonals going in either direction, like you can make an X in the middle of the square. So those two diagonals will each be 1 2/5 the length of the sides of the square. So let's say you have a square that each side is 1 amma. Each of the four sides is 1 amma, so the two diagonals of the X will each be 1.2. 1 2/5 is 1.4, right? So each of the two angles will be 1.4. V'tzarech l'rabeya gam mokim meshoven v'gam habatim, and one has to be mirabeya the titura and the batim, both of them. V'achshav b'avoneseinu harabim ein mashkichin kim al rosh habatim. We only are makbid about the ktsitsa shiyu mirubayim. V'ein mashkichin al atfiras v'al atitura. But the seifrim are not careful that the stitching in the titura and the titura itself are also miruba, which is a problem because they all three need to be miruba: the titura, the stitching, and the ktsitsa. One needs to be very careful about this, the Machzor Shekel points out. All three, as we mentioned, it should be a precise square, and if it's not a precise square, and the person who puts on tefillin, which are not meruba in each of these three areas, not only is he missing the mitzvah of tefillin, he's making a baruch levatola every day. Al kain, therefore, the sofer who makes the tefillin needs to be extremely careful about this. And he needs to learn from a real professional. Aval al goyva habatim, but regarding the height of the ktsitsa, ein lahakbid, or the titura as well, rather, there's no inyan, but he's talking specifically about the ktsitsa. Regarding the goyva of the ktsitsa, ein lahakbidim him yoser epochas mirachbon, that does not have to be a cube. Rather, the ktsitsa could be the ribua in terms of the horizontal, and the vertical can be as high as you want it to be. Says the Lishka and Sifkot and Vav, Beribua Mitzumtzum, should be precise. V'lachain tzrichim limdoid es atzdodim, imhein shavos, you have to measure it. V'oid loy dai bezeh. And that's not enough. Ki lofam af ki adalit sloy shavos mamish, even though the four walls are each the same length. Mikol mokam ein a ribua amiti. You could still have a situation where all four sides of the square are the same length, and yet you don't have a square. Kasher hazavius ein zavius nitzavius mamish, and that can happen if the corners are not perfectly aligned at a right angle. Lachen tzrichin limdoid gamesh nehalach sainim. That's why we said that you have to measure the two diagonal lines of the X, which is in the square. Sheim gam heimashavim mamish, because if the two diagonal lines of the X within the square are the same length, azuribu amiti, then you know that everything is proportioned correctly. Ayin primogodim mishbitzos sifkotin lamed gimel. Says the Keses Sif Zayin, Oirech v'reich v'abatim v'goyvan ein lahem shir. There is no shir. You can make it whatever size you want. U'mikol makam yesh lochosh l'divrei ha-goyinim. One should be choshish for the shita of the goyinim. Sh'amru sh'loy la'aseisen k'tanam y'reich v'shtei etzbois. That the goyinim say that one should not make the shel rosh smaller than two etzbois. Im ha-titura, together with the titura. As I bring the prima godim and the machsa shekel. Ukvar yodua umuforsim ki atfilin haktanim biyoser kimati efshe shiyu aparshis ksuvis kilchosan. And aside for the fact that it's good to be choshish for the shita of the ga'inim to make it bigger than two etzbois, says the Keses, there's an added benefit because we all know that tfilin ktanim, it's almost impossible for the parshis to come out kosher. says the Lishka Sifkot and Zayin, Shalei Lasaisim Ktanim, one should not make them smaller than two etzbois. Near Ali, the Huadin Shalei Lasaisim Rechavis Yesimidai, shouldn't make the tefillin too big either. Ki Einenu Arayis B'tefillin Shein Rechavis B'yoisa, because we have seen tefillin that were too big. Kamat Minan Nimna Lahotkan Heitiv B'roish, it's almost impossible to have it tight on the head, but even shaliyu akzei atachlin minatitur lamata meyascholas smichas asaris, it's going to come too low. It's going to slide down below the hairline. Kasher tzarich lius midina, and halachically it has to be above the hairline. Shuvar isi shekain kosev gam b'sefer melacha shamayim, that one should not have tefillin which are too big because it's difficult to get it in the right spot above the hairline. Rather, it slides below the hairline. V'hamahader shiyu ha-parshiyas k'suvas bo'isiyas k'doilis, somebody who wants to be mahader, to have parshiyas written in large lettering, yochel aseis ha-sabaya shel roish gavoya yoisa. The etza is, you can make a taller shel roish, and if you make a taller shel roish, you'll have more room to write larger letters, which would be a hider, says the Lishka. Sif ches. Shin shel tefillin, the shin of tefillin, halacha l'moish mi Sinai, it is a halacha l'moish mi Sinai that it needs to be there. Tehainu sheyaseh b'or abatim shel roish k'mo shin bo letes mikmatei ha'or, that one should create from the folds of the leather of the tefillin shel roish, the tzura of a shin. Achas mi yamin ba'achas mi smol, one on the right and one on the left. Shel yamin ha'meniach shel gimel roshim v'shel smol ha'meniach Shel Arba Roshan. The one on the right of the person wearing the tefillin is three Roshim, and the one on the left of the person wearing the tefillin is four Roshim. V'im hafach einen nifsal. And if he switched and he made the Shel Yamin four Roshim and the Shel Shmuel three Roshim, that would not be a psul. It would be iter, and by a lefty, it doesn't make a difference. As Linan Basi is minu smol da alma. It doesn't make a difference. We don't change the right and left sides regarding the three and four headed shins for a lefty, rather he's the same as everybody else. Lechatchila yesh la'asoysan v'kmotim shel ha'or. Lechatchila, one should create the shin from the bias itself by folding and playing around with the bias to create a tzura of a shin. However, vim osan bidfus, if it's made with a mold, ayshakosvan bidyoy, or he takes a marker and he writes on the side of the bias, the tzura of a shin, ala bias alavan, kosher, that also will be kosher. Says the Lishka, sifkot nches, ba'or ha-batim. One should make the shin from the or of the batim. Which leads to a question, b'tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger, simen aleph, maybe he brings, shekta seifrin himtziu lachtech miklaf tmuna shinin, uladabkan ala bias, so the seifrin came up with an etza, they'll cut some or of a piece of klaf, and they'll cut the tzura of a shin, and then they'll take that shin and they'll glue it onto the bias. So is that going to be kosher or not? Uposlan mishum de hadibuk enei chibur. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that he thinks that it's possible because gluing a shin onto a bias is not considered that the shin is attached to the bias. Shehe nechshav me'or ha'bias. It's going to be a problem. Ubesever shnois chayim chelek sheni simen Sefer Chelek Sheni Simen Stam Hilchas Tefillin Tshuva Aleph. In the Sefer Shnois Chayim, in the second Chelek, in Hilchas Tefillin Tshuva Aleph, Hevi Kain Sha'osu Kain Be'ezem Ekoimus. He brings that they had this minig to glue on the shin, to cut a shin out of klaf and glue it on. They had this minig in some places. Uposlan, and Reb Shlomo Kluger says that he passeled these shins. Why? Mitam de kevan shechotach es haklaf shebein tayim utmunas hashin nishora me'atzma havelei chaktoiches. Because Reb Shlomo Kluger taines that since you're cutting the shin out of a piece of klaf, and the klaf is left where it was before, and all you're removing from the klaf is the shin, so that's going to be like chaktoiches. Ubesefer sefer kosev shehu shas mefurish, and then he adds later, Reb Shlomo Kluger, that it's mefurish a gemara lifsal. The Tani Rabbi Yosef, he brings a raya from this Gemara that we discussed previously, that Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Yosef teaches us that one can only use the or of a behema tahira for making tefillin. Umaksha, and the Gemara asks, what do we mean? Who needs Rabbi Yosef? The tefillin L'may hilchus ala tefillin, tefillin behed yiksev. We need Rabbi Yosef to teach us how to make tefillin. We have a beferisha pasuk by tefillin that it says l'man tia teres Hashem beficha, that you have to have or behema tahira. So who needs Rabbi Yosef to teach us this din? So the Gemara over there says elala ayran. It's coming to teach you to make the batim from or behema tahira. That's what Rabbi Yosef is teaching us, because the pasuk l'man tia teres Hashem beficha is only going on the parashias. But Abaye says shin shel tefillin halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. So you see that that's already also a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. So who needs Rabbi Yosef? So Rabbi Shlomo Kluger jumps in and he says, "Whoa, one second! V'misa diachayel nasis hashin beklaf acher. If I be able to make the shin from a different piece of klaf, my maksha. What's the Gemara's kasha? Hare yesh loymar. We could say the mishkachas lo shehaor yia mi behemat tmeya. I'll make the bias from a behemat tmeya. V'hashin in mitahira, and the shin I'll make from our behemat tahira." Lefianias Daiti says the Lishka Imishum Halayirya. If that's Rav Shlomo Kluger's raya, that's not a raya. The Mordechai Hiksha, because the Mordechai asks Lema the Itzrich Letitura Umabarta. The Mordechai asks on that Gemara that maybe I need Rabbi Yosef to tell me that I need to make the Titura and the Mabarta from Or Behema Tahira. The Tiritz, and he answers the Kevan Shetayfron Im habayis kechadach shivas. He says no, because you can't say that the titura and the mabarta are separate things, since they're sewn onto the bayis, so it's all like one. So says the lishka v'chein yesh leimer b'shinin. You could say the same thing elu with the shinim shem adavik oisalais and kechada, that if the glue makes it like one im habayis im kein me'achas shein alach l'mayish misinai pshita shegam habayis tzarich lias mitohayir. It's all one thing, and me'mela, obviously, it's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It has to be from Or Behema Tahira, and I wouldn't need Rabbi Yosef anymore. V'atam shekosav mishum chaktoiches. As far as Rabbi Shlomo Kluger's other taina that making the shin is chaktoiches, hine lefizeh emases hashin b'tfus ba'or v'dibek chatichas ha'or hazeh shehashin b'letes b'al habayis hayakosher. According to Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, if I would make the shin with a mold, and then I would take that and glue it onto the bias, so that should be kosher. Ube'emes ha'maisa shehoisa b'kilo seinu. And that's because Reb Shlomo Kluger is saying that cutting, the maisa of cutting it out, that's the chaktoiches. So the Kesis is pointing out that if your problem is cutting it out, so then you're telling me that a mold is not going to be chaktoiches. Avada, that's not correct. Ube'emes ha'maisa shehoisa b'kilo seinu. What we had in our kilo, says the Lishka, kachoisa, shehasoifer osa b'tfus es hashin, hitaka made it from a mold, b'chatichas klaf, with a piece of klaf, v'dovka kach ala bayis, and he glued it onto the bayis, which the Kesis said a second ago, according to Reb Shlomo Kluger, should be kosher. U'paslu agoyne medina seinu, and all our gedolim passeled it. V'gam nira, d'gam kishechoitech, Tmunas Hashinin, and furthermore, another problem is, says the Kesis, that when you cut the Shinin, Ain Lapasla Mitam Chaktaychas. I don't agree with Reb Shlomo Kluger Bechlal that that's called Chaktaychas, Lididon de Mashirin and Lasis Eisen Bitfus. According to us, that we hold that you can make it from a mold, Loipaslina Mishum Chaktaychas, so that would not, and we don't passel that because of Chaktaychas, so then the cutting the shin would not either be chaktoiches kamavur beis Yosef ayin sham. For ha'ikar nira, and therefore says the Kesis, the ikar is lifsol, that's gluing on the shinim is possible, like Rabbi Kiva Eger said, for a different reason. Menatam shekosu b'tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, mishum da'at devek eina oisa eisei chibur, because the devek does not make it into a chibur, oidel cholapach esveka havei, or at least it's a sofik ayin sham, whether or not it's going to be a psul and memela, that's why it's a problem. But because of Rav Shlomo Kluger's problem, that would not be a problem. Says the Kesis in Halacha Tes, Charitz Shel Shin, Dehainu Chuda Lemata, the bottom point, the shin stands on a point. So that bottom point, Yagia Ad Mokim HaTefer, it should reach until the Titura. Dehainu Ad HaTitura, Ach Loi Lemata Kol Kach, but it shouldn't be swallowed up into the Titura, Ad She Tiskash Ad Mikzosa Ad HaTitura, until part of it is not visible. Elagam Ktzei HaTachtein Yeh Nira Al HaTitura, the bottom edge should also be visible on the titura. V'ayudin shebetoich hashinin, as far as the branches of the heads of the shin, tzrichin sheyegiu ad lamata, those branches should reach all the way until the base, sheyu mechubarin beguf hashin, so that it should all be connected. Halacha Yud, Titura de Tfilin, Ben Shel Yad, or Ben Shel Rosh, Halacha Lamashi Misinai. The Titura, the base of the Tfilin, is a Halacha Lamashi Misinai. So what does the base mean? Vahainu Shiyasim Ar Lamata, that there should be an extra piece of leather on the batim, Lachasis Piha Batim, which will fold over like a sandwich, and that will close the batim of the batim. Venira Kain Daf Shel Gesher, and it looks like a board of a bridge. Hanikra Titura, a board of a bridge is called a titur. That's where the name comes from. Yesha oisin oisim in ha'or ha'bayas ba'atzmai. So there are those that make the bayas itself with a long enough piece of or that you could fold it underneath and sew it together, and the titur is from the same piece of or of the bayas itself. V'yesha oisin oisim mi'or acher chazak. And there are others that make it from a separate piece of leather. Mitahira, it has to be from a or behema tahira, u'me'ubid l'shma, and it has to be me'ubid l'shma as well.